Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do I still need to do you a jingle?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We need to
Chris.
That's basically it. 6 months that's taken me. I'm really hoping that you guys like it.
Yeah, I mean, I love all the notes. If you could just sort of change them around.
The thing is, every time I play it differently.
Yeah, you know?
And I think that's the beauty of it.
You've got to keep it fresh. I mean, that is different.
You know, it's different, but it's the same. You know, it's kind of spooky, like, oh, man. You know, like how there was an element of the Grange Hill theme that was just kind of like depressing.
It's that bit. It's the. It was a whole mix of majors and minors.
The last bit of it, though. What's the? Yeah, how depressing is that?
School.
So I'm getting the impression in the room that you guys don't like my initial idea for a jingle. Is there anything you would suggest?
Well, me and Tom are big Salt and Pepper fans.
Right.
So if you could knock us up a beat that's a bit like, let's talk about sex, and I think we could do a pretty, what's the word? Bad?
You
like
could
bad meaning good?
Potentially lay waste.
We could lay waste.
Would be the words to all jingles?
Yeah, we could lay waste to all jingles.
In that case, your wish is our command.
Let's talk about crisps, baby. Let's talk about wheat crunch cheese. Let's talk about all the discos and the skips, your fries can be. Let's talk about crisps and maze-based snacks. Let's talk about crisps and maze-based snacks.
Sam Pamplon.
Tom McCall.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. Hot day?
Really, hot day.
No shade, everything is just clammy as you like. Oh god, yeah. Jesus Christ, I hate it.
Yeah, how's your Diet Coke?
Diet Coke, yeah.
So, that's good.
Yeah, when it's cold, but you get about sort of half the can and then the rest of the can is just shit.
At least it has some flavour.
Yeah, how's your sparkling water?
It's sparkly.
Yeah. How's that taste when it's flat?
Well, I can just pour it away and have another, I suppose.
It's wasteful, isn't it?
Anyway.
Right, crack on.
Shall we crack on? This week's guests are, without doubt, the coolest guests we've ever had, Sam.
That's saying something, mate.
And no, I'm pluralising once again.
Are you doing that thing? Will you let me know that it's more than one person?
I'm putting an S on the end of
that's so clever.
Guest.
Yeah.
Therefore implying it's more than one. There's more than one.
Not even implying, Tom. You're actually saying...
No, I am.
Using the English language.
But they are amongst some of the hottest music producers of the moment.
Yeah?
With production credits for stars like Stormzy, Pitbull and Will Smith.
I've heard of all of those.
Did you do Boom, Shake, Shake, Shake the Ring?
Unfortunately, that was not one of our mega hits.
What?
Okay. That's where I left Big Willie.
Yeah, me too. No, we had one other one.
But that's when he became Big Willie Style.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But what was it? He had another one that was good?
Just going to put it out there. I've never left Big Willie.
No.
Ever.
Why would you?
Why would you? Why would anyone leave a Big Willie?
Exactly. You can't go back after that.
You just can't.
Anyway, we'll leave Big Willie where he is for now.
I do want to talk about more about Will Smith.
I know. We will. I'll continue my overlong intro.
I mean, it's already overlong.
Yeah,
I feel like you're just in the first paragraph.
No, feel free to embellish.
And
we're enjoying it.
Believe me, you're going to have to correct me on some of these
pronunciation. So I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
And
don't be embarrassed.
You mock me for all I'm worth.
Tom, talk like no one's listening.
Okay, I'm just going to talk like I know what I'm talking about. So with labels such as Sony/Columbia, DIM, Mac. Is that right?
No, it's actually pronounced Dimmark.
Dimmark.
Would you believe it?
Yeah. Hurdle 2. I've fallen
do you feel like if you'd said Dimmark, that would have been disrespecting somebody in some way.
It's spelled M-A-K.
I know that, but just think of your mate called Mark who's not quite smart.
Yeah. Dimmark,
thank you. That's the way you remember it.
And Lowly Palace, taking notice, they've released successful singles such as Ready, Love Me, featuring Jacob Banks, Down Up, featuring Wiley, heard of him.
Yep.
And Savages with Lady B, alongside many more. Across their epic catalogue, they've amassed over 15 million streams. Damn, boys.
That's a lot of streams.
That's some streamage.
And at 0.00000001 penny, that's a lot.
About raised enough to get a bus fare here.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is the highlight of
Just to let you know that we pay the same as Spotify.
But getting a bus fare here, considering we're on some mystery island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
$50,000 to get a bus driver willing to drive.
It's a magical bus.
Gaining fans around the world. Or across the world. Whichever word you want to use.
If you're a flat earther, on the world.
Their raucous DJ sets have laid waste to the likes of Creamfields. Here's another one. Nas?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That was close. I nearly said Nas.
Nas is the rapper.
People do.
People do.
Here's another one.
Such a long intro, Tom.
Boothouse.
Boothouse,
Have I said it right? With the accent as well?
Yeah.
Fabric, I've heard of that.
Yep.
And ADE.
ADE, Amsterdam Dance Event, yes.
Boom. While playing alongside the likes of, here we go again, Hoochie. That's good, yeah?
That is, that's correct.
Stooky Sound.
Stooky, yes.
Stooky Sound. Apache.
Whoa, yes,
correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
Snavs.
Yes. Yeah.
Jillionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady B.
Yeah.
UZ.
Uzi.
Uzi.
It's like Jay-Z.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you know, I've never felt so like middle-aged
in my whole
life. You
were sort of in touch for a while, weren't you?
Back in the day, man. Like, I'm talking maybe 1999.
Yeah.
I was worthy of this podcast. There's one more. Steve Aoki.
Yes, correct.
Get in there. With these monster cosigns and growing reputation for their wild shows, this duo is set to light the trap world on fire. It is, of course, Wide Awake.
Hey.
Welcome, Wide Awake.
Welcome, boys. How are you?
Oh, thank you.
That was probably our best introduction ever. God. Thank you so much.
It's tense, isn't it? It's a tense introduction because you don't know where it's going to go wrong. But because it went wrong everywhere, actually, by the end, I was so relaxed.
It's fine. Our publicist wrote the statement. So, I mean, she used words that we would never
never use
ourselves.
You would never, if someone said, how did it go at Creamfield? You said, you'd never go, I laid waste. You say it went well. Mine was pretty good. Well,
yes, we said we thoroughly enjoyed it, but that was a nice rendition. Thank you.
I'm going to be laying waste to everything I do from now on. Yeah.
How was your sandwich? I laid waste to the sandwich. So we've got CJ.
Hi.
And we've got Jordan.
Yes.
For our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of having Wide Awake in their ears, here's a little montage of some of their stuff. Dance for the ravers, ready for the hype. We don't stop, we're raving all night. I see a lot of pen gal on the right. Wide awake. Some are dressed in black, some are dressed in white. Jordan,
Could
you just clarify what your surname is, please?
I was born, my birth second name, which is how you describe your surname, is Crisp.
Bada bada bing. I mean, if fate hasn't brought you here, it was Adam, our producer, actually. But welcome.
Thank you. CJ, if there's any justice in the world, is your second name Mazed Based Snacks?
That's my middle name, actually.
Yes, oh, lovely.
They call me CJ Mays.
CJ Mays sounds good.
Yeah. CJ, the DJ CJ Mays.
No, don't get started. Don't no, start freestyling.
Okay, sorry. No, I don't know. We don't know any DJs who introduce themselves as DJ. Hi, I'm DJ CJ Beats. It's just the weirdest thing to say.
Well, gents, welcome to the island. Thanks for coming.
No, thanks for having us. It's spacious.
Yeah. I mean, space we've got.
Space we've got, heat we got, sound we got.
How did you manage to get IKEA over here?
Sort of floated up.
It's flat pack. It's amazing. The Swedes are amazed.
Allen keys grow wild on this island.
So shall we...
Jordan, sorry to interrupt. Yes. Is this something about you winning a competition?
Yes. People say that crisp competitions are myths. So I put that into practice recently. I was at the studio in Croydon with CJ, and his dad is a collector of 1990s corner shop classic sort of foods, right? So next door, I don't know where he gets these from.
It's the sort of
thing you'll find maybe a refresher, a curly whirly, some golden wonders, and maybe a salt and shake. Sort of. But anyway, so
he did have salt and shakes over there, actually.
See, yeah. This is what I mean. That's where he's at. Anyway, CJ brought me in a packet of crisps from the corner shop supply.
No, I brought you the box in.
First of all, you brought me a packet of crisps in. Mm-hmm. And then I spotted on the back it had a competition, right? And this competition was called Spell and Go. I loosely said to CJ, does anyone fucking enter these competitions anymore? And we're like, no. Oh. So I read it. I saw the terms and conditions. And basically, all you had to do was enter in the code on the back of the packet of crisps onto a website on your phone, and then it would give you it would roll around and give you a letter, and you had multiple options. And what it was is you had to fill up the spaces to create a destination, and then you would win that destination as the prize of where. So it would be like Ooh, Ork or something like that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like New York. And you'd have to find an inn and blah, 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 and complete it. And then you'd win the holiday. And the prize was you win a holiday for people for 7 nights. Right?
That's all right.
So I was looking at it, I was like...
Scunthorpe.
That's where I want to go, right? So I ended the thing. I thought, there's a flaw in this. Because I don't have to eat these packet of crisps. I can just type in a code and there we go. I've got... Anyway, next door is a 40 pack. Because obviously he's stocking up for winter, you know? Like there could be a shortage in crisps suddenly. And it was all the competition crisps. So I started going through, entering the codes one by one.
And it's right? Free? You don't have to pay money to get these tips or anything?
It was all free. Just
I guess you've entered by buying the crisps.
So I entered the 40 codes and I was getting really close to some of these destinations. I'm like, I've got this. Anyway, you could only enter a maximum of 5 to 10 codes a day, I think it was. So what I did... is I started taking pictures of the back of the crisps and storing these pictures in order. And then every day I'd enter 5 of these codes and then delete the pictures. Anyway, I got quite obsessive with it. So I'd do things like...
I'd argue by this point you were already obsessed.
I think after I did the 40, I was fully committed. I thought, I'm going to win this holiday.
You know, there was definitely a moment of shame for Jordan when we did a show... In Newquay or Penzance, somewhere down that side of England. And it was like 5 o'clock in the morning, driving back to where we were staying, and we passed a service station. And they had a newsagent in there, so we all go and get our stuff. I think the newsagent had a Subway as well, so we all got our food at 5. Walking out, waiting outside, where's Jordan? Go back in, the newsagent, Jordan's in there, taking pictures of the backs of crisps. And as I walked in, I just happened to walk in at the right time because it was the owner of the shop, like tapping Jordan on the shoulder saying, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to leave.
It was a bit like a guy in a boozo. He's just not ready to...
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
I just kept... But he was probably thinking 5 o'clock in the morning, what is this guy doing? Yeah. Like, why is he taking the pictures of the back of, like, crisps for?
Because if you're not aware of the competition,
then what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? But even at that... Even if you are aware of a competition, what are you doing at 5 o'clock in the morning? So anyway, it got really bad after that. Like... To the point of where I would see people on the train eating the crisps and kind of sort of try and read the code. Or I'd zoom in on my phone and try and take a picture.
Excuse me, when you're finished, can I have the bag?
That. So I did that on a train journey as well. And asked someone for their bag of crisps. things like I'd look in puddles that I'd see. I picked one from a puddle. Anyway, they started. This competition was nearing an end, right? And I'm thinking,
I know what I imagine. The world has done more than you.
I just felt I got so many other people on it as well. I'd like really heighten the energy of this competition. So friends who had businesses where they buy in bulk packets of crisps. He's like, I'm on it. I've bought 3 boxes. I'm going through the codes, right? So anyway, it was nearing the end, and they started putting the crisps on sale. So I was like, right. It was a bit like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, all right. One last go.
One last go. Let's just do it. All right. It was £2 or something for a multi pack. Thought, here we go. Took that home. Anyway, next morning, woke up, did my 5, won a trip to Budapest.
The golden ticket.
Right. The golden ticket came up on the phone. Oh my God. Anyway, I've read the terms and conditions quite thoroughly over this course of entering this competition. Basically, it said, you didn't have to go to Budapest or wherever you want. If you didn't want, you could exchange for a £1,500 lastminute.com voucher. So I called them up and said, hi, I've just won a competition. Gave them the code that they gave me. Exchanged it for a voucher, right? So I ended up booking a holiday to Crete, right? But then around that time, I'd recently got married and I hadn't had a honeymoon yet. And so this technically was my first honeymoon, but because obviously my second name is Crisp, it was Mr. and Mrs. Crisp going on our Crisp honeymoon to Greece.
That's so fantastic. Story,
and that was that. So yeah,
it was worth it.
It was that moment where I went, yo, that was crazy. You know, it was that sort of thing.
So shall we
We might as well get on. Into it, because obviously we've got 2 guests. Now, what are we doing? Are we doing 3 between them or 3 each?
Well, you can do 3 each, and then we'll see what happens at the end. Yeah.
All right, that's generous. That's what we do in Scummy Monday.
What's the normal protocol?
Yeah, one person gets 3 choices.
And it depends on how we feel. We may decide you've got to pick 3 between you, or we may allow it. We'll see. I just said allow it, Sam.
Allow it.
We did.
We've gone back to 99.
I have, haven't I?
Allow it.
Allow it, boys, yeah.
Allow it.
Anyway, okay, shall we start with Jordan?
Yes.
Look, we're on a magical island here. So
right.
I'm sure you've already realised.
Of course.
That we have IKEA goods and a producer sat in the corner and stuff. But what you also get upon our island is 3 Forever crisps.
Right, yeah.
So would you like to offer your opening gambit as to your crisp anthology?
Okay, so so my first choice was an easy one.
Okay.
That had to be Pringles.
Right.
All right.
But not just any Pringles.
Yeah.
Sour cream and chive Pringles.
Wow. I like them. I mean, I'm more of a salt and vinegar guy myself.
Totally.
But, I mean,
I feel like this is the original flavour of Pringles.
Yeah.
But I feel like ready salted and salt and vinegar came after, but I don't know whether actually true.
The ready salted flavour is called original.
Yeah, lies. Absolutely. Not that I've seen.
Yeah, but I do remember sour cream and being the original ones. And I remember getting my hands on, because I remember the thing about them is having them going, this is a sour cream and onion that's really fucking tasty.
Yeah.
And then when I found the salt and vinegar, I was like, oh, this is going to be insane. Yeah. And it was.
I'm not sure I've ever had these.
What?
No way.
I can't remember eating these, so...
Are you just trying to build up the drama?
I'm not.
Are you just trying to keep the Pringles to yourself?
No, I'm just waiting to do this. So, should we all have a slight hush while I lay waste to the lid of this Pringles box, which is possibly one of the best things about a Pringles, is this noise.
Oh, that was a good noise.
That noise to me just said hangover.
That was a good noise.
Well, I feel like you should.
It would only be fair.
But you've never had one before.
I know. It would only be fair for Jordan to get it. Let's all share. Oh yeah, we
are. Jordan, you just take one.
I'm going to take more than one because I feel like
exactly. Like Pringles. CJ knows. Exactly. I think my original grab is usually it's 4. Okay.
I thought it was 3. Adam the producer was absolutely devastated there, but I didn't offer him one. Do you know what's great about these in terms of a podcast format is
quiet.
There's no rustling.
Yeah.
Okay, so
here we go, Tomo.
I've gone 3.
Yeah, I always go at least 2.
On the nose, they're good. Oh, so it's all in one, is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't personally. I'm a single by single type guy.
I'm a hot. I don't think I am. I'm not going to be.
And also, you savour each flavour.
of each. You can have a bundle in your hand, always. You always have a stack ready to go.
Yeah.
And then you replenish the supply, supply every 5 minutes.
Like you're some kind of dirty banker in a strip club.
Yeah, that's right.
You've always got a stack of like singles.
Of course, in England, it would just be a big handful of pound coins.
All the girls walk around with massive drooping knickers full of money.
Yeah, you don't make it rain. You make it hail.
Yeah. that's a nice crisp.
Mm.
It's a really, really nice crisp.
What you'll find as well is you'll get this overwhelming feeling to have more.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, I'm aware of...
Isn't that their tagline? Once you pop, you can't stop.
That's it. Yeah.
And what is it, though? Because
it's like crisp crack.
Because the flavour is with you all the way to the end. So it's not like a pretzel or something where you eat it and then the flavour goes like, I need to have another one. It feels
like each crisp has been individually coated.
Yes.
You know?
They're a fully marinated crisp.
And they are.
It's a marinated crisp, yeah.
They are. They always... you don't get like a bad Pringle, ever.
We've always talked about, right, we used to bang on about salt and vinegar squares being a really...
Consistent
crisp.
Yeah.
But we've never talked about Pringles and their consistency.
I've mentioned it. I don't know if it's on the podcast. I've definitely mentioned it. Consistency, you don't get better than a Pringle.
That's right. I think there's a lot of factors to just even the packaging with Pringles.
Yeah.
Right? Because you finish a tub of Pringles, and then you put your ruler in it for school.
Okay. I thought you were going to go down the speaker route.
No, well, you could turn it into a speaker if you were... I'm not as clever as that.
But now we're on the island.
I can put... it's now a pencil case, right?
Very
good.
Or
somewhere to put your paintbrushes.
Very good.
Right? So that's one use for it.
Yeah.
You also can use it as a cannon.
You can.
To pop the lid off at people.
Yeah.
Right? I've also thrown it at someone, and if you catch it right, there is a metal bottom to the Pringle tube. Damages. So it also works as a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
For safety on these mean streets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say there's no other crisp packaging you could beat a man to death with.
That's right. You see, like, you can't even strangle someone with a bag of Walkers, can you? Unless it was like a massive...
If you force it into their mouth and down their throat.
No, if it was a multi-pack.
And then a small head.
You could really go for it.
If it's a multi-pack with six bags, maybe not. Maybe only a child.
But imagine shoving...
If you're one of the big ones that
imagine shoving
knows,
that 24 bags throat. You know, that's a different ball game.
So, producer Adam has just passed me some interesting information onto why, once you pop, you can't stop. The answer is that the finger-licking snack targets a specific part of the brain that's responsible for pleasure and reward. That's dopamine.
Yeah.
So they contain the trinity of junk food, sugar, fat and salt. And when you eat those things, it triggers it's a reward system. Dopamine comes out. And obviously they've just got the mix perfectly right. Yeah, it's basically just a big pot of cocaine.
Wasted on Pringles.
Can I give you another reason why it's my favourite?
Go on.
It also serves a great purpose. We're in a social environment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'll show you how it works in a social environment. So you get two Pringles.
Oh, hang on.
Do that. I'm now a duck.
So, for our listeners at home...
I just said I'm now a duck.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Jordan's just flipped two back to back, put him in his mouth, made him look like a duck.
I thought he was going to try and kiss somebody.
I could.
So, I'd warrant you put some in like it, and we have some kind of like sexy kind of...
That's why we shouldn't have Pringles on the island.
Touch tips.
Would you, if you're making a crisp sandwich, would you put Pringles in them?
Probably not. It's not... Pringles are not... I mean, I probably would. I'm not that fussy. But my next selection is the thing I'd put in there.
Okay.
Crisp, but I won't give it that away.
Well, you save that for a later time.
Yeah. Well, I think we're agreed. I mean, Pringles, for me, the best flavours go salt and vinegar, prawn cocktail.
Ooh.
They're crazy.
Okay.
Prawn cocktail, Pringles. I don't think they're going to be around forever because they... People don't like them, but I just think they're amazing. And then I think it's not good.
Those people are crazy. Amazing.
They're good.
I think we put a pin in this.
Barbecue's all right.
Too sweet.
You know what? If I want to feel like I'm in Spain, paprika flavour.
That's
the only place you can get...
that's a good foreign
crisp. That's how you know you're in Spain.
Yeah.
Paprika crisps.
In paprika Pringles. Yeah. Or just paprika crisps in general.
There are so many paprika crisps.
But I've just noticed that you don't know how to say paprika.
Oh, I realised I started saying
but
it like
that.
You
said it and I just immediately went, paprika.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Turmeric. Oregano.
Turmeric.
Thyme.
Turmeric.
Yeah.
Dimmack.
I feel like Pringles also need an award for not selling us air as well, because it's the only packaging that you get what you pay for.
Because it would be so obvious if they did it, because you'd open the tube and it would just be like, they didn't come halfway up. Like, dude, that's blatantly a cop. Like, it's just so obvious. Like,
fantastic.
I've always wanted to open them up into a bag and see what the...
Good shout.
Do you know what I mean? Like, well, a whole...
So what does that cost you? This is it with Pringles, though. They're like £3.
No.
But then, so often, they have them on sale.
They're always on sale. That gives you the illusion
that they're
It's like that. It's like if you ever shop at a Tesco Metro, there are like three bottles of white wine that are alternately £10 or £5. And it's just such a joke. It's like, Dino's Pinot Grigio, £10 for a week. And then half price, Dino's. Like, no one buys it when it's £10. Not if you know Tesco. It's always the same three, which they're like, they pretend it's suddenly £10.
It's got to be done. I commend them. First time we've had Pringles of any sort on the island.
I'm glad to have them.
I think for their multi kind of optional usage in terms of their packaging.
Yep.
They're an absolute novelty to the island.
Yep. We could build a raft out of those.
Yeah, we could build a raft. We could build some kind of like Pule sticks.
You want to turn this into a gladiator thing?
Yeah,
the island, you want to start like a kind of...
I think they could also potentially fit tennis balls.
Oh, they'd be... Oh my God, that is a tennis ball.
If you lost your tennis ball container.
What a middle class crisp.
Or if you're feeling like a bit of a fatty and you're going to play tennis with your mates, just have one of your ball things just full of Pringles instead. Right,
CJ.
Well, thanks for having me on the island.
You won't be thanking us in a couple of weeks when
you built the wall.
Out of Pringles.
We've got some Trump supporters here. So my top pick, or just one of your three? Well, we'll start with the classic, which is the squares, salt and vinegar.
I mean, you're not the first.
Listen,
these are popular. They are more popular than I thought. I thought I was kind of like, it was me who kind of liked them more than everybody else, but they are really popular.
No, they're amazing.
We have had some issues with them on the show.
There has been some controversy.
Every time someone has picked them, for whatever reason, they've been a shit bag. They've been overbaked.
Overbaked, a bit brown tasting.
So let's look at these.
Do you know what? I actually quite like the overbaked ones.
Do you?
Yeah, do you know what it is? I'm a fan of crunch. Like, just in general. Well, so I do like a crunch.
That is overcooked and crunchy.
I get what you mean with a burnt taste.
What's happened to squares, man?
Are you not feeling them?
I'm for real. They used to be...
Were they thinner?
So good and so consistent. And every time we're getting them on now... That is not...
That to me tastes like a classic square. What are we disappointed at?
No. To me, it's just that squares used to be like a cleaner taste. They were paler.
Yeah.
And there was the zing. But now there's a taste like they've been fried in slightly dirty oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they haven't changed their oil.
I think the dirtier the better. I mean, they definitely used to be lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, it was a toss-up between the squares and Walker's salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're both in the same league. Yeah.
It's got to be squares. You can't,
But here's the evidence, mate. A square with an air bubble. Unheard of.
Yeah, that's like a Royster. Unbelievable. So,
a Royster.
Is the square a childhood thing?
I definitely grew up with squares in the household. And the reason why I've gone for salt and vinegar is because as a kid, I was forced to eat the cheese and onion because my mum would bring home the multi-pack bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got three brothers, and my older brother always was in there first, no matter when. So yeah, he always went for the salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to, by default, accept cheese and onion as my favourite flavour, and then my younger brother had to accept ready salted as his favourite flavour.
That's how hierarchy works.
But then, I just love these really sandwiches.
So then as I got older and was able to afford my own crisps, I thought
for some people it's a mortgage, for others it's a car, for you it's my own multi-pack. Where I take three bags of salt and vinegar and throw all the rest away.
Yeah, it's definitely a childhood thing. And then also, like, I spend a lot of time on the motorways as well, and at every service station you get the grab bags. Those are the best ones.
Also, they're low in fat because they weigh less than normal crisps, so they're slightly better for you. But I would say a bag of squares with a Ginsters pasty, it's got the right amount of tang to offset the innate weird floppy dryness of a Ginsters pasty that hasn't been warmed.
I can't say I've ever had that combo before, but I'm up for it.
I tell you what, right, I'm about to lay waste upon
lay waste to us
all
now.
Kind of dirty combos ever conceived. Here it is. Salt and vinegar squares.
Yeah.
Pepperami buffet bar.
Oh, I love a buffet bar.
A buffet bar.
It's a Ginsters thing.
They're like It's like a Scotch egg filled
where did
with.
Where did you grow up? Are you from up north or something?
The Midlands.
Because
hey, you get these anywhere. This is no, petrol. Yeah, this is petrol station.
Oh, boring, Greg.
It's a sausage-shaped Scotch egg outside with a sausage meat, and inside it's got egg mayo that's been.
It's not egg. It's like cheese and coleslaw.
Oh yes, it is. Yeah, sorry, mate. Yes, it is.
It stinks.
That sounds. That sounds like something my dad would eat. He's definitely down for
it. And it's not that big, and yet there's so many calories in it. It's like it's one of those things you read the fat on it. You're like, how? It doesn't even weigh that much.
I've never seen a more disappointed look on my wife's face. If it's me coming back to the car with a buffet bar, she's just full of regret.
But you couldn't eat a buffet bar without squares.
That's my point. Yeah. And then you chuck in a pepperami.
What are you doing with the pepperoni? Are you going to push it through the middle of the buffet bar? Have like a lolly?
I am now.
Yeah, right.
Holy Chipotle.
No, I feel like the best combination for any crisp is like a chocolate beforehand. Now, that's that for me, I always... I like the sweet before I get the savoury.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. Do you know, I always thought that was crazy until someone made me a salt and vinegar crisp with a Snickers. And the combination is insane.
Like, really?
One of my friends would not eat crisp without having a Snickers bar. Yeah. But something about the savoury that offsets the sweet. Yeah. Like
you've got diabetes now.
Well, I always thought there was two types of people. This is what I thought. I thought there was people like me who have the crisps and sandwich together.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people, like my friend Steve. He will eat the crisps, then eat the sandwich, which makes me...
That doesn't make sense.
To me, that's like people that's who backwards. Won't like, the beans is touching the egg! The beans is touching the egg! That's those kind of people. I did not realise there's a chocolate, then a crisp person.
Yeah.
So, Phil...
That's so new to me.
Yeah, but then, this is at the end of the meal. So, for example, if you're having your packed lunch, you have your sandwich or whatever you got, and then...
Your little sun-made rice.
Yeah, and then you go towards the back end of your meal, and it's always your dessert, right?
Yeah.
So, your chocolate, your dessert, and then...
Then you have those crisps to finish off.
To top it off.
It's logical, if nothing else.
Well, I guess it's like...
But doing it backwards is wrong.
Yeah. All right. Fair. It's a solid choice.
Yeah, they're in there already.
It's not the first, it won't be the last.
Do you know what? And he's not whinging about them. He's okay with them. It's just us that's kind of finding fault because we keep having a...
But you're like the guys. It's like, you know, it's not like back in the day, right? Is that your whole...
That's
and when I say back in the day, I'm talking like a year ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
It weren't that long ago.
No, 100% they've gotten thicker and crunchier, but I prefer that.
I want to write a letter to Walkers and say, look, could you just tell me what happened? Did you just start collecting dirty oil from all the chip shops in Edinburgh and frying it in that?
Well, glorious.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
Yeah.
It means I like you as a person. If someone says salt and vinegar squares are one of my crisps, I'm like, I like that person.
Yeah.
You know.
And as a very close second, if there isn't any salt and vinegar squares, salt and vinegar discos is a good alternative.
They are they're brother and sister, I feel.
Yeah.
Discos being the crazy wayward sister.
I wouldn't say they're brother and sister.
You think they're fucking?
No, I think they're enemies.
I think they're enemies.
Yeah,
Why
I think
have you
they
thought
are.
About this already?
Who they're made by.
Oh, discos is KP. Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, the disco, especially as a man who spends a lot of time on a motorway, a disco is a service station crisp.
100%.
Yeah.
Have you ever played a claw in a service station? That's a new low. You stop at a service station and you think, I'm going to play that claw. I've done it. I actually won a teddy at 4:30 in the morning. Like, I mean, it was a fake Nemo toy made somewhere remote. But hey, you know.
You won.
I won. That's the main thing.
There is no there is no lonelier man than the man
stood the claw at a
petrol station, like putting all his money in a fruit machine his own.
Yeah.
That guy at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Just come on, baby.
And that's his usual machine.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, he gets up and gets into his car and he's like, we off to?
He goes for a wee and some granny comes in, drops the thing.
I
don't know if that would be sadder than I don't know if you've noticed on the M25 they got the extra Chelmsford.
Are you talking about the washing
outside. got they've got washing machines in the service station.
That's
extra on the M25, you've got the service station and directly to the right of it you've got washing machines. So just in case you're on your motorway journey and you need to wash your clothes,
you can have literally that ability. Only be for someone who's just shat their last pair of pants.
Sam, I was about to say, like,
I shit my pants occasionally.
We've talked about on previous episodes where Sam is a not habitual pant shitter.
Right.
And I did shit my pants yesterday.
Did you actually shit your pants yesterday?
I swear to God, I can't keep talking about something else. I was lying on the sofa and I thought, this is a lovely fart. And I did that and I squirted into my pants. I was like, the first thing I thought was I thought of you. I was like, I just can't, I just come back from the gym. And I was like, that could have gone worse.
two, three, quack.
Have you just shit yourself?
I have indeed.
Oh, Lord
Could
above.
You please direct me to your showers? Do you have any, do you have a washing machine? No, but there's one just outside London. What's happening? It's like, you know, someone, you're driving with the kids, and like, Dad, can you go to the service station? You're like, yeah, and you pull in, you think, do a bit of washing. Kids, strip.
Right. Well, squares.
They're in. Well, of course they're in.
Yeah.
So do we rank these or?
No, they're just.
Is this all subjective?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. For now, right. Like
we could give them fake ratings. How many squares would you give it out of?
Ten squares.
Ten squares.
Well, I picked it as my number one choice, so.
11.
11.
11 squares out of 10.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, Jordan, would you like to introduce your second choice, please?
My second choice, I should set the scene, really.
Please do, yeah.
I'm a young boy growing up in Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm. The restaurant.
The smell of... It's a place. It's a real place in Mexico. Yeah.
I thought she just made that name up for the restaurant.
My mama calls out to me, Bambino! I say, yeah, mama, I'm here. And then I run home. And she opens a pack of Doritos for me.
Okay.
That's where my love of Cool Original Doritos came from.
Cool Original Doritos. Ranch flavoured, do you know that?
Are they ranch? No, they're cheese flavoured, aren't they?
No, Cool Original is ranch. Cheese is cheese.
Yeah. The cheese is tangy cheese.
Yeah, if you want cheese, mate, you want to go for a cheese flavour.
I mean, these are very often... Is derided a word?
Yeah, it's a word.
Is it the word I'm looking for?
Derided or derived?
Oh, as in slandered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Derided. Often derided, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. They're often derided. But I fucking love them.
They're great.
I think they're lovely, lovely crisps. And there's always, much like the Pringle...
Yeah.
They're always a reliable coverage of flavour. I can see a theme here.
You see a theme here. Triangle shape. Everyone loves a triangle.
Yeah. It's one of my favourite shapes.
Illuminati.
I'll say one thing. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of hint of lime. I feel like that is an open bowl of crisps for people who will put watercress and potentially cucumber in their sandwiches.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, there's two types of Doritos, isn't there? There's the Doritos, which is the big bags for dipping, and they're larger and they're drier.
Yeah.
And I do like the hint of lime with a dip. You wouldn't eat them without a dip.
No.
These you would eat without a dip.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like the dip helps.
Oh, God, it helps. I mean, they're still dry as oop.
I feel like, a little tub of hummus.
I think they're a great addition to a salami sandwich.
Wow. All
right.
With it?
In it.
Okay.
And with it. Then you go a bit in and a bit out.
What moisture you got going on here? Do you shake it all about at any point?
Yeah.
What else is in that sandwich?
Paint the picture.
Yeah. Okay,
butter and okay. Salami and Doritos. Well, I don't go to Tesco's and go, you know what, today I'm going to make a butter salami crisp sandwich. It just happened that sometimes I've got Doritos and salami and butter. Boom.
And
put them together.
Magic is made.
Little bit in, little bit out. Done.
Nice. You want the overhang of the chip.
And I also like that most of the time you end up buying a huge bag that's not for one person.
Yeah, yeah.
But you eat it.
Yes. Because you are one person.
Because you are
and I will
person.
Not be defeated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Meant for two people.
Is there any theories on as to why companies haven't actually made crisp sandwiches like a thing?
Oh, that's a good question.
What, like, made a crisp?
Like you go to the shop and you can buy your ham sandwich, your cheese sandwich, and your crisp sandwich.
The first thought has got to be moisture,
mm-hmm.
that the crisp would lose its
Well, it's
crispiness.
Got to be in the bag, it's sealed, for freshness.
For freshness.
So we have a seal upon the island called For Freshness, who has coined that because of the need for a bag of crisps to be sealed in order to maintain its qualities. I think the second you open a bag, put it in a
bowl,
or in a bowl, or in a sandwich, and put it like on a lorry to take it to that
I feel
place
like Doritos is quite a long-lasting chip in the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. You
know, that's why they're good party crisps.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you put Walkers out, 3 hours later, you're not going to really want them. They're going to start to go a bit funny. That's but it. Doritos, they're good for a
couple
of weeks.
They've got enough flavour on them that, like, if a kid has picked his bum and then touched them, you're not going to taste it.
Well, the flavour, you feel like the flavour could kill the shit germs.
Well,
maybe not too original, but definitely chilly heat wave.
Shitty, but... Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's a marketing idea, right? Just back to the sandwich thing. There was that Chris that used to buy back in the day that you added your own salt to, right?
Salt shake. Mm.
So... Maybe you buy the sandwich with the packet as attached to it.
Yeah.
And then you make your own crisp sandwich.
True.
It was always an element with salt and shakes where you would just want to try it without the salt for a little while and see how long it could last.
Yeah.
Before you go, oh, this is
shit.
My life is bland.
And then you'd heavily oversalt one crisp in the packet.
As if salt was this rare fucking mineral. You know, like, you know. But what if?
But what?
You know,
what
like you're, like you're saving all the caviar up for one blini.
Like you're at school and you're with your mates and you're like, hang on, 2 seconds, let me just salt my crisps before we play football.
It was dumbest thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing. I think it would be the same as if you just, they got a bag and in the bag was just some raw sliced potatoes, but it also came with a tiny deep fat fryer.
Yeah.
Like, guys, be with you, and you have to, you know, turn, put the batteries in the deep fat fryer, add the oil, heat it up, cook your fries, cook your crisps, let them cool, salt them. Oh, everyone's dead.
It's just brought my mind somewhere.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead. There's a place in Soho, yeah?
Bet there is.
That has opened up,
mm-hmm.
and it's a posh crisp shop.
Oh, I've been there.
You seen this place?
Yeah, I've been there.
You go, and it's like, there's a menu, and it's got like...
Is it just dips and toppings or what?
They've got like a list of like 8 different potatoes, and then you choose your kind of flavour combinations to kind of join your perfectly fried Maris Piper. You can go fucking kiss it. Seriously, you kidding me?
You're not happy with that?
I am absolutely livid with this.
Can you get Quavers?
No, you can't get Quavers.
If they made their own Quavers and things, that'd be cool.
It would not.
First they came for breakfast cereal.
Oh my god.
And I didn't do anything.
No.
I don't care about breakfast cereal.
And now
they come for crisps.
They've come for our crisps, and this is it. I'm putting my foot down, Sam.
Yeah.
It's not actually that bad. No, I mean, I was amazed when I walked past it, and I was like, I need to try that, which I did.
Are they hot?
Nah, they cool down by the time they serve them.
So you just choose your scud?
You choose your potato. I mean, they're all plain flavoured. And then you choose your dip. I mean, you can choose anything from like salsa to, I don't know, peanut butter or whatever. Like, it gets a bit random, but I thought, let me just experiment for a bit. And I think I went for the peanut butter. Yeah, for the first couple of minutes, it's like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then after a while, it just gets a bit...
Pay £6 for crisps.
Yeah, pretty much.
You see what it is. I'll have to fill you in on this. I have a real aversion to posh crisps. Yeah, I'm like a Space Raiders kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's like a centre for these posh crisp lovers to meet and mingle now... If I was that way inclined and had
you're considering a terrorist atrocity.
I am, yeah.
Straight, jihad the crisp.
Yeah.
And they would never know why, I mean, apart from this podcast. But they would never know
They just never see me coming.
Yeah. On Tuesday.
At 12 after lunch.
Yeah. I'm the trembling guy holding a tenner going.
I make a pipe bomb out of Pringles box.
Yeah, oh, that would be fitting.
Dash it in.
But surely if you're truly a crisp lover, you'd love the innovation of it bringing people together.
They ain't crisps.
What are they?
They're posh crisps.
He's basically like a sun reader who sneers at the Guardian. That's what he is, but in crisps.
Oh, God.
Mm.
So Doritos, I think cool original. I was always couldn't work out what flavour they were.
I really
like the flavour.
Until this moment, I never knew they were a ranch flavour.
I'm sure he'll tell you on the back.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely doesn't have any of the ingredients from a ranch dressing in it.
Milk. Salt.
Milk.
Sugar.
Yeah, there's milk in it.
Oh, milk in my crisps.
Potassium chloride. Tough. Cheese powder.
Lovely.
From milk.
Double
flavour enhancers. That's it.
So that you said all these gross things, you're like, that's it.
Well, I mean, there's some other scientific things that make it like last long and that. But like,
well, maybe in America they because proteins and
spice.
Because we don't know what ranch is really over here. I bet in America it says ranch on them rather than cool.
I think
original.
It does. Probably yeah, feeling it does. So we don't really know what ranch is.
But you
know.
All they've said there is cheese powder. And spice. So if I thought ranch dressing was something else.
Well, ranch is...
Ranch is a buttermilk dressing with garlic, onion powder, hot sauce.
Worcester sauce is in there, I think. There's loads of nice things
sort
in
of,
there.
Yeah, it's just like a sort of a Caesar dressing, but more milky.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
So, cool original Doritos, Sam. Final word on that?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to get with it, but yes.
Yeah. I'd say it's a positive reaction for me too.
It's no chili heat wave. I love a chili heat wave.
Mm.
They're tastier. They taste more moist for some reason. There's more flavouring on them.
That's an insane thing to say.
I know, because you're completely right.
Yeah.
Mm. What is it about actually going from bag to bowl that just instantly makes it way more classy?
True. Mm. Well, that's the same with most things, eh?
Bag to bowl. That sounds dirty. For me, that sounds dirty.
Did you get in a bowl? Sexy, yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Instant sexy.
Keys in your pocket. I've got a car. Nothing. Keys in a pole. I don't love my wife.
And on that, CJ, what's your second choice?
My second choice will be the Marks and Spencer's prawn cocktail crisps. I feel like you're gonna have a problem with these because they're semi on the premium posh side.
I have just ranted a bit about posh crisps.
M&S makes them good. Crisps, and they make some good dirty snacks as well.
Really?
They do. Have you had their salt and vinegar combos?
Are they the like mix
tubes,
of tubes,
wheels? They're
not
really good,
Tom.
Man.
No, you shut your mouth. They're lacking in something.
Wow, Tomo, look at those. Look at those for flavour coverage.
Can we just give producer Adam a round of applause for his expertly opened bags.
He's made it perfect for the sharing there. Yeah.
Have a sniff, Tom. They actually smell a bit like almost they could be prawns.
Now, I'm not going to judge these.
Yeah, you are. It's literally exactly what you're going to do.
God, they stink, man.
Yeah, they do.
They're not dissimilar to a scampi fry in their scent.
Mm. Scent.
And I do like a scampi fry.
You do like a scampi fry.
In fact, actually, on the second sniff, it's more like fish food.
Yeah, yeah, petri food, yeah.
Yeah, you know, fish food. Yeah, I'm not into the smell. But
you just went from, I love it, I love it, I love it, to...
Well, because I got the scampi fry here, and then I was like, hang on, wait. I'm getting some kind of sense memory from when I accidentally ate something. And
you ate your goldfish.
Fish food smells delicious.
I'm 8 years old again eating fish food. Right, I'm going to eat one. Oh.
I got obsessed with feeding my fish to the point of where I killed all of my fish in my mum's pond.
Murderer.
They keep eating.
They won't stop.
When you put it on and they just keep coming up.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, just poured the whole thing on, so the whole pond was covered in fish food.
They don't have that part of the brain that says, that's enough for that weird multicoloured paper.
Oh, well, this is great, and then they fed for a while. I got bored. I must have gone back to play with on the swings. Now I come back hours later, all the goldfish are at the surface.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
Well, that might be down to their four-second memory. Like, they've forgotten that they're eating, and they go back.
Yeah. Yeah, so kill all fish is what CJ was saying.
Basically,
they'll never remember. They'll never remember.
Zero recollection.
I know you said you like a crisp, mm-hmm. CJ. These are fucking crisp.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. I mean, listen to this. That is beyond a kettle chip.
they're really, really different from Walker's prawn cocktail. This isn't a copy.
Yeah, like the Walker's prawn cocktail is just this
a flavour of its own. Do you know what I mean?
It's like Mary Rose, isn't it? It's like the tomato ketchup and mayonnaise kind
this,
of taste.
This, like, I mean, it's sharp.
It? It's really sharp at the beginning. It's then like that goes, and then it becomes a bit of a posh crisp.
Yeah, it's really sharp. It's really side of the mouth.
You almost get a hint of field and soil in it.
Because that's where...
The potatoey taste.
That's where prawns...
Yeah.
Well, land prawns. I mean, land prawns.
Come from.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a farmer who fields...
Yeah, prawns.
Field prawns. Yeah.
Field prawns for crisps.
Yeah.
Do we have an opinion? You like them, you don't?
Tell us what you like about them.
What do I like about these? Once again, from my childhood, my mum used to work in Marks & Spencer's. So we used to get heavily discounted stuff from Marks & Spencer's a lot. Chris was one of them. I think it used to be called St. Michael or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, fond memories from childhood. Nice. Secondly, going back to my travelling ways, Marks & Spencer's seems to be at every other service station. It's either a Marks or a Waitrose.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. And... I've just grown fond to them. If I don't go for the squares, then I'll draw for the prawn cocktail.
I'm always more on board with the choice when there's a history to it.
Yeah.
When it's a childhood crisp and it's like your mum used to bring them home and you used to sit around the campfire.
Well, this is what we used to get. We used to get these and then the sandwiches that were about to go out of date.
Yeah.
Which is what...
But if you go for cheese, home. That's fine. If you have a cheese sandwich, it's sweet. You don't want to go for a prawn sandwich.
Growing up, I got what I was given.
Whatever
I was handed was my lunch for the next day.
I mean, they're not a everyday crisp for me, these.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do a full... huge bag of them.
No,
you know. Every day for the rest of my life.
There will be a day.
Yeah, I could do that. Every
this
day.
Is your whole. This is all you're eating.
This is what I've got.
I would. I mean, they are not the prawn cocktail ones for me. I love prawn cocktail as a flavour. I think there's almost the slight poshy crispness on the end is kind of weird for me. But give me on malted brown bread a prawn cocktail sandwich from Mark's with that, and I'm happy.
Wow.
I think that'd be really well. I think kind of the mildness of the prawns and everything.
With the prawn?
Yeah, with the prawn. Prawn on prawn.
Oof. Oof.
It's like an intense lobster bisque, isn't it?
It is closer. Do you know what? If they were dicks and they put lobster bisque on the pack, you'd be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's that sharp kind of start. It's like that really intense flavour.
It's really shellfishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, lobster bisque is also grown in the field. So
yeah, it is.
For anyone who's wondering,
you have to dig down to find the reserves.
It's a bit like mining. The further you go down, the rarer the food.
Yeah,
we've hit bisque. We're rich.
I'm a bisque man.
I abandoned my boy.
I abandoned my boy.
I abandoned my child.
Good film. Good film. Okay,
there's a bit of an aftertaste, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a posh crisp. I'm never going to be fully on board. I've enjoyed the tale you've told, CJ.
Is there a reason for the dismissal of the poshest of crisps?
Well, I'm just...
Well, Jade Adams, who's our first guest, she kind of put it in an interesting way, because we've always had a slight aversion to things like kettle chips and just don't enjoy them. It's almost like a posh burger and people kind of go, oh, but this burger's got trouble. And you're like, no, I want a fucking cheeseburger. She says it's the middle class's gentrifying working class traditions. And she said it semi-jokingly, but there's kind of a truth to it.
So the middle class gentrifying working class tradition.
So she said that crisps are innately a working class thing, which isn't necessarily true.
Would you say the same thing about like maybe like pie minsters?
I guess so. Well, like pie minsters compared to like a traditional pioneer shop.
Pucker.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There is that kind of like... but this one's got farm-aged gouda in it, something like that.
I mean,
that.
I do like posh and simple pies, I think.
But then, but then posh would always kind of... The massive difference would always be the price point, right?
Yeah.
So if you take a gourmet burger versus a fast food burger, obviously a massive price point.
Yeah.
Now, like the quote-unquote posh crisps are the same price as working
that's
class.
That's true. They're about 90p, right? Those prawn cocktail numbers.
Yeah, be about that, wouldn't it?
I suppose a bag of squares, 70?
No. Go to the newsagent.
If you go to W.H. Smith, they're like £5.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much. That's what they should ask the politicians. How much is a bag of squares? Why? It could be anything. Well, where am I?
Yeah, because in the airport they're even more expensive, aren't they?
Well, go back to service stations. It's when you go to a Costa or something and you go, I'll get a coffee, I'm driving, I feel like. You get a coffee and they're like, that's £4.50, please. And you're like, No, no, I just wanted one coffee. Well, we can do this here, so yeah. Fuck you. There's nowhere else.
Well, we did it the other day. We were driving back from Liverpool, and
we got conned, didn't we?
A litre of diesel was at £1.45.
Yeah, ridiculous. No, I was going to say about when I went to the Costa the other day, and the new thing on their menu is a flat black.
Oh, the flat black.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a flat? That's a black coffee.
It's literally an Americano. And they've called it a flat black. And I said to the guy, can I have one? I said, oh, I'll try it. Can I have one? And
no, you asked him what it was.
Yeah, I said, well, what is it? And he went, oh. It took him a while. He couldn't even tell me. Then he went, got a member of staff. Another member of staff came over and went, it is a black coffee. Okay.
But why is it flat? Not sparkling.
No milk. Yeah. Like flat white, but no milk.
Mm. So it's just kind of
black coffee. No, but no, it was like drinking gravy. It was very, 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 very,
yeah. when you realise that no one's going to do anything with that gravy.
It's a good gravy that
you will drink it.
I am laying waste to that gravy.
If it's a good gravy, I'm just going to. I go. I'll tidy up. Even though I'll tidy up, yeah, and that's when I get the roast potatoes and Yorkshire puddings, cut them all up, and then pour the cold gravy, and so I mash it up with some mint sauce and go, like that. Yeah, so we're on to Jordan's third
Sam,
and final.
Hang on. Sorry, Tim. What's this?
Oh, look, it's him. It's Stephen.
What's this over here?
Oh, hello, Stephen.
Stephen Seagull.
What's he bought for us this week?
Almonds.
Hey.
Whoa.
So, gents.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
What are these?
Stephen Seagull normally drops us in a foreign crisp.
Abroad crisps.
And we're going to give you the opportunity to sample the foreign crisp. And you will have the opportunity to swap out one of your choices if you see fit. So there's no pressure to do so. We're just going to allow you... Said it again.
Allow it.
We're just going to allow you to sample these and see what you think. So this week...
That is a posh crisp.
This is... It's from the House of Torres Selector. And it is a Trufa Negra crisp, which... I believe stands for black truffle.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this is a premium potato chip or a patatas fritas premium. I'm imagining they're Spanish. So
has it got paprika in it?
I think it probably does. Have
a look. It's got.
I mean, it's mainly paprika.
If it's foreign,
that's how you know it's Spanish.
Here we go. Let's see ingredient. Please have paprika
or paprika. Yeah. However you want to say it.
No, it's just covered in truffle.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. I do like truffle.
And for our listeners at home who can't appreciate this, look at the
bag is
aeration of the bag. It's full.
Do you reckon they seized a bit of Spanish air?
Yeah, the coast, lovely sort of Mediterranean.
Oh, my God. That is a posh crisp. Look at this, right? Instead of just opening like a normal crisp, on the side of the bag, there's a slit where you just pull it open and it just goes... And it just opens up like a sharer.
Oh, like
I've never seen that. We're going to get a photo of this. And
Tom, you're losing the waft. Get the waft in.
Oh, my Lord above. Boys, get your nose in there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, the bed. Sam.
That is quite strong.
Fuck, that is strong.
That is truffle-alicious. Okay, now...
We might have to eat our words on this posh crisp.
Normally,
business.
The foreign crisp isn't a viable option. Even though people have picked it, but this, especially for you, I think, CJ, as a lover of posh crisps, this could be right up your alleyway.
I mean, listen, I'm about balance and diversity, so I'll take a posh crisp, I'll take a working class one.
Oh, my Lord. That's an intense flavour.
It's the aromat more than anything, isn't it? It's the aroma.
God. I'm going to be honest. I've never been a fan of truffle.
Do you know what? I find it rather overpowering myself.
I wish I could like it, but I've tried it. A few times.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's no need.
Mm. It's a very nice crisp. Like, the quality of the crisp is really good.
Yeah.
It's not too thick, like a posh crisp you sometimes is.
They do another one, which is like an Iberico ham number.
Wow. It's your bag.
Me too, bro.
Oh, man. So dangerous.
Nitrates.
Dangerous. Salt levels.
Mm.
Always red traffic lights on the packet.
You don't have to eat that much of it.
What are our thoughts?
Like for a split second, when you put that in your mouth, I kind of get the same feeling of eating horseradish.
Yeah.
It's got that straight away. There's but then heat but then that disappears, because there's no heat to it, and then it just kind of becomes a ready sorted crisp.
That's it. That's exactly it. The weird thing about truffle is that most of truffle is smell rather than taste. So it's one of those things, it's a total perfume. So actually when it goes in, you get the really truffly perfume, which is lovely if you like truffle, but that goes, and then you've just got a really nice...
It really does just turn into a ready salted crisp.
It's like a nice ready salted crisp.
You have, you have the truffle for about 3 seconds.
Adds the juice like adds into these.
I really like these. Can I just take the opportunity to say...
they are really nice.
Lee, you are absolutely correct.
These are very nice. I do like them. I don't know what I'm having them with. Why am I having these?
No. They're the ultimate kind of posh crisp, aren't they? When they're just...
Yes, that's...
there's an arrogance to them.
It's a deli board, isn't it? Really, it's
yeah.
On the side of a deli board.
Yeah, that's kind of where you're going with those sort of crisps.
Yeah.
Producer Adam has stolen them because no one else appreciates the.
He's getting into them. I don't think the endeavour completely works, but no. Do you know what?
I'm glad.
I think they made a good stab at it.
Yeah.
I think it really does taste and smell like truffle. Like it doesn't taste like
they
would
pair up nicely with a bit of olive tapenade. It's that sort of life.
They would. They would.
If I was flavour matching, I think that's where I'd go. But truffle's still not my favourite.
Maybe. Here's a thought. Bresaola.
Never heard that word.
Aged, air dried beef.
Right. Yeah,
Bresaola. Parma ham.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ciabatta toasted. Truffle mayonnaise or truffle butter.
Yeah.
Fresh, like really ripe plum tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
A handful of those truffle crisps crunched up, chucked on. Some arugula rocket. With truffle oil on, other slice of ciabatta, that's a good sandwich.
I think you've gone crazy on truffle there.
I think I'm truffed up.
I think you've truffed it right up.
I've truffed that up.
Need a bit of manchego in there as well, I'd say, Sam.
Oh yeah, manchego would be good in there.
So, we don't have to make our minds up now. We'll do our third and final choices.
I can tell you now, I wouldn't swap that for any of my selection.
Right, it's done. Right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you for your time.
Your offerings, but not this week, I'm afraid.
Yes, you brought something.
So, Jordan... your third and final choice, please.
My third and final choice was a hard one for me because I was weighing it up, and it really, my third crisp is split between two, really.
Okay.
So my choice ended up being Skips.
Yes. We haven't had them yet,
but it was very close with Frazzles, which are also up there for me. But the reason I picked the Skips was because on a hot summer's day, I think they go down
easier
nicely
than a Frazzle. Hey, they'll just
easily.
They're a low maintenance crisp. You just stick them on the tongue and they'll do the work for you.
That's it. That was always the appeal. I've even as a child tried to chuck them in the air and hope see if they'd float down.
Like a petal.
Yeah.
If you put one on your lips, you could. Blow them up in the air.
That's right.
What would happen if you put as many Skips as you could in your mouth and just didn't chew, just sat there?
There's only one way to find out.
Right, okay. Can I just say, I had a bag of Skips. Right. Producer Adam was going on about them, so I had a bag of Skips the other day, for the first time in years, and they are fucking brilliant.
So good.
There's so much flavour on them.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a long time. Here we go. I mean, they're a beautiful thing as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look at it, it's like a little...
They're like so tasty.
Rose petal.
It's like a step... It's a step softer than a pom bear.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as soft as it gets. Is it because it's a tapioca crisp?
Or a tapioca.
A tapioca, as they're commonly known.
Is it tapioca?
Does that have something to do with it?
It's tapioca starch. Yeah, I guess it must be.
Is that why it's so fizzy and melty?
Oh, you stick it on it. Melts. You can't think about them too much, though, because they can make you feel a bit sick.
It's also...
Oh, thanks, mate.
It's a kids' party classic.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the party ring. Like, you will never go.
Yeah. That's true.
Party rings are here forever
in
kids' parties.
Yeah, even though they're rubbish.
Yeah, but Skips aren't rubbish.
No, Skips are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're the one crisp, if you leave out for too long, they go
floppy.
Yeah, they go bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
It's the other end of the scale. But then summer. Just one word.
You want something?
That's it. Summer.
Later on. Other seasons.
Any more words needed? I don't think
I believe Big Willie would have something to say about these crisps.
What would he say?
He'd just drop his Eternal Classic Summertime, would he not?
He would.
Yeah.
How did that one go?
Summer eating skips. I know what you mean about summer though, because like if you're sort of walking along and it's a really hot day, part of me doesn't want to get my hands in a bag of like Doritos. I kind of want something light.
Well, that's it. That's why it's
like a gym snack.
Yeah,
get on the go. If you need to sort of fuel halfway, before just smash a bag of skips.
Yeah, but do you think in your mind it was a healthy crisp? You
know? I think it is. As crisps go, I think it's pretty healthy.
They're podcast friendly as well because they're quiet.
There ain't no chomping going on unless producer Adam gets involved.
Look, I've put one in my mouth now. I've got a microphone like 3 inches from my mouth.
No one's hearing me chomp away.
You know what we should do? We should see how long it takes for it to melt.
Yeah, let's
that's it. Okay. Okay, you're going to time it, Ed. Now, do we saliva up our mouths or just leave them just dry?
Just put them in and close your mouth. Don't chew. Don't do nothing.
Okay, there we go.
Hold on.
Okay, you all do it. Because
this is going to make
radio.
It's going to make great for audio.
Okay. I'll commentate whilst you boys.
That makes sense.
Okay, so on your marks, get set, in you get. So, how are we going, gents? Sam, is it the fizz starting to occur? Yeah, and have we got to that melted version where it's now kind of. It's lost its shape and it's just become like a flat. Oh, here we go. It's broken now, is it, Sam? Gents, how are we getting on? Here we go.
Yeah, it's gone. Turn to mush.
It's gone. CJ's done in under 19 seconds.
I'm also done, yeah.
Wow, it's disappeared.
That's what I mean.
That's
no effort needed.
That's science right there.
Yeah.
People in comas.
Yeah. What's a coma?
A coma.
Oh, coma. People in Kermers.
You know, people in Kermers.
Yeah, people who work in commerce.
Do you mean commerce?
Yeah, commerce.
Because they probably don't get crisps on their drip feed.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably missing that. Maybe that's the thing that would... Tom, if you were in a coma...
Yeah.
The first thing I would do, I would put skips into your mouth and just hold your mouth shut.
You'd kill me.
No, it wouldn't kill you. It would just turn into slush and you'd swallow
but
it.
But I wouldn't have any... If you're on a drip, yeah?
Yeah.
You're not consuming any liquids,
no.
Therefore your mouth's dry.
Okay, I'll put it into your IV.
Well, if you're going to put it in my IV, I pick what it is?
No, because the square isn't going to melt properly. It's like the skip will melt.
He'll administer it like a suppository.
I'll push them into your anus.
Thanks, mate. Well, I'll have space where it is at the end, please.
Because no one's going to be like, guys, the patient's anus smells of prawns. You'd be like, why are you smelling the patient's anus? Oh, yeah.
See?
Did you say put a space raider up your ass?
Well, if you're going to put something up my ass, I just want to have control of what crispy put
so
up my ass.
So
nobbly, please.
I think that would really sting.
Yeah, but I'm in a coma.
You're talking pickled onion flavour.
I'm not talking like now. If I'm in a coma and I'm not going to feel it, I just want to be in control of. Plus, it's like I know what Sam's like. He gets carried away with these things, and they're a cheap crisp. So it's like.
I mean, I agree. Pickled onions. I mean, for me, pickled onion Monster Munch. Flavour is very, very powerful, but I look at it a bit like a hula hoop. It's a practical playtime crisp.
True.
You can marry someone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you could be a puppet master.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
In the world of monsters.
Yeah, you could have a whole charade going on with, you could name them all.
Which basically means you don't have to have any friends.
Yeah. You can have Peter over here.
I'm not going to name them all. I just remember the saddest thing ever from my childhood.
Go on.
And it was someone who was getting bullied. And and you know when the person who's being bullied says the worst thing possible? And you're like, oh, don't say that. And someone was bullying him and he turned around and said, I don't care. Books are my friends.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, oh, no. It's so true, but it's so... And God, I hope you're okay. And... I was just like, at the time, I was like, oh, not in this school, mate. Don't say that. I got bullied in that school for having quality pencils. These pencils are shit. Yeah, they're for my brother for Christmas. It cost £5. £5 for pencils? Yeah, they did. What's so good about them? They smudge.
You deserved a bullying for having £5 pencils in
school.
They
were really good at art pencils.
Oh, was it for doing art? Or was it just for like writing and that?
For art.
Okay, fair enough. So, skips.
Fantastic.
I mean, they are classics.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Although, when Jordan mentioned it to me today, I was like, do they still exist? Just because I feel like their marketing team has fallen off.
It's KP.
Because they know it. They don't need it.
It's KP. And KP doesn't seem to have any money.
Yeah.
KP crisps. KP crisps don't get pushed.
What else they got?
Well,
Discos.
Peanuts.
Discos.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Of course.
They own the pub scene.
They rule the pub scene. They lay waste to the pub scene.
That they do.
KPR to pubs what Burger King's are to service.
That's right. Yeah. That's the only way Burger King wins, isn't it? Really?
Because it's so disappointing when you get the service station of that service. And you pull in, you're like, oh, fucking Burger King, and you know you just get to the back of that queue. And then my wife runs off with the kids, like, look, I'm going to go get some stuff for the kids, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'll store the food and get out of here. And then 20 minutes later, she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm still stood in the same fucking place. Nothing's moving. That is the longest wait of your life for Burger King in a service station.
Well, they've got Nando's at some service stations now.
So. Yeah.
Do they?
Which one?
Tell you what, the extra where you can...
The extra where you can wash your clothes.
The one where you can wash your clothes. You can also eat Nando's. They're also the only other place in the UK currently that serves Nando's breakfast.
What is Nando's?
Oh, no, no. Gatwick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those two, they're the two places. So, Gatwick Airport, North Terminal? No, South Terminal. South Terminal.
Wherever the Nando's is.
The one that flies out.
Terminal.
Sort of weird place. The non-EasyJet one. They do Nando's breakfast up to 11.
What is on a Nando's breakfast?
It's really good, you know.
It's really good.
Really good.
It's actually surprisingly good.
And it's not all chicken. You don't have to have chicken.
No,
but I don't think I've ever had chicken for breakfast. But
it's good though. It's good.
Chicken for breakfast.
Yeah. They do like a special chicken hollandaise.
They do that. But I mean, the only thing is that it's a coil sausage. What are they called? What's the
like a Cumberland ring?
Like a poo.
Yeah.
But it does, because they coat it in peri sauce.
Ooh, yeah.
It does look like someone's taking a turd on the plate.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
I'll have the Boston Steamer breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Yeah. So yeah, facts. That's good.
So if you've got a pile of dirty washing, and you've got a car, drive to the extra on M25.
Yeah. Get yourself some breakfast.
Put your clothes in.
What station is it called? Has it got a name?
Like? I drive past it all the time. Cobham, that's it.
You boys got shares in this place.
I want to know.
This is about the fifth time it's come up.
That sounds like a destination.
Yeah.
Drive there and then, like, no, guys, we're here.
You could go and eat a really spicy Nando's.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Shit yourself.
Shit my pants.
Wash your pants.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Yeah. I mean, I am naked in the service station for 2 hours while that's happening.
Yeah.
I'll get a Cumberland ring to cover
that's
my
That's right.
Right, so we are CJ. We're on to your final choice.
Yes,
I've got a mouthful of Jordan's first choice.
That sounded disgusting. I remember the time I started calling it first choice.
Sharing is caring. So I'm quite reluctant and hesitant to bring this one up.
No, I know what they are.
Because I feel like the poshest in the room.
It's a proper fox hunting this, isn't it?
It's fox flavour.
I've opted for the kale crisps from that lower working class cafe called Pret a Manger.
Pret a Manager.
Pret a Manager.
Now that is a kale crisp. Ads has already gone in.
Is that the poshest crisp we've ever had on the island so far?
Mate, no, we just had some truffle crisps from Spain.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But is that a crisp? That's just a piece of kale.
Yeah. It's fried, it's crisp, it comes in a crisp packet.
I mean, kale is a vegetable, potato is a vegetable, they go through the same process.
We'd allow it if it was a parsnip crisp or a beetroot crisp.
I mean, I think it's really nice, but I'm not going to agree that it's a crisp, it's a piece of kale. I could make that indoors.
This is where you might be mistaken, because I tried to make these myself, to no avail. So,
what did you do, put kale in a microwave?
You need to ask Mrs. Producer, Adam, she can help you with that.
Can she?
He's forgotten the name again.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm trying to work out what the funny aftertaste was, then I realised it was kale.
So, right, my thing is, I'm always happy to try things, and the first time I ever had kale was this, when I saw it in Pret. And, I went for it, and I thought, this is really nice. In my head, I was like, maybe this is healthy too, I don't know. I haven't quite worked out the nutritional value of it, but I'm assuming it's more healthy than
warrant it was healthier than a crisp.
Than a regular crisp, right?
It's probably a low-carb choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So this is a crisped kale with rosemary and olive oil.
Rosemary flavour's nice.
You getting that rosemary?
Yeah.
Now, they cost £1.50, these.
Yeah.
So my question is...
Well, kale is very expensive.
Can I have my
£1.50? No. Would you rather have a packet of them or 7.5 bags of Space Raiders?
Oh, well, that's the difference, right?
That's the difference. I mean, I'm not gluttonous like that. So, I would probably opt for these.
Yeah, fair.
And you're on the island, and you've got squares, you've got your choices.
Do you know what, actually? That's a very good point.
It's a
very good island choice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of those, because I think the aftertaste is a bit odd, but I know lots of people who love them.
And it's like, you've got your two crisps.
Well, I mean, obviously, being a millennial, these are the kind of things that you eat now.
Yeah, so you have to. Yeah, does that come in the manual?
But the only downside I've seen with these, right, is that once you finish eating these, you need to check your teeth because the kale crumbles in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find you'll get little bits of green stuff.
I feel like it's going to look like I've been drinking pesto.
Well, there we are. There's our six choices. Mm-hmm. Now, Sam, are we going to allow the boys to have three each? Or are you going
to
make them choose?
No, I think we stick to what we did with Scummy Mummies. Yep. As we say, look, there's your six crisps. Now, between you, you have to choose the three that you're going to take to the island. So, obviously, one each. That's fair enough.
Oh, sorry, myself.
But then you have to make a choice between...
Sorry, myself and Jordan are staying here.
Oh, forever.
Oh, yeah, forever. Yeah.
Oh.
Just with crisps. Oh, sorry. And us.
We have to tell our family. Can we put a note on Steven Seagal? Maybe you can...
He'll float off, yeah.
That's really... clever thinking.
He might.
We should have done that 14 years ago. Yeah.
Got paper and pen?
No, but we could like inscribe it upon his breast. I go beak, he go breast.
Yeah.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
So I guess you each get one choice of a crisp, and then you've got to decide between you what the third choice is going to be.
All right.
My first choice has to be Pringles.
Fair enough.
But it's just so practical for an island.
Yeah.
You could even get rid of the bottom of. The tube
telescope.
Mm-hmm. Telescope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For playing time, so we're gonna have to start playing games.
You put the right shiny bit of glass from a plane that's throwing glass at us. Yeah.
I mean, get off. This is the closest we're ever gonna be to being pirates.
Yeah.
So we might as well.
If we lose a leg, that could be a peg leg.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a telephone system.
I was just about... Hello.
Those dotted around the island connected by seaweed. Oh. I don't know.
Kale.
Okay. CJ, what's your one choice?
For the rest of eternity, squares.
Good choice.
Yeah.
So what's the third choice going to be? Kale, Doritos... And porn cocktail Marks and Spencers.
See, the problem is, myself and Jordan we've got similar palettes, but when it comes down to things like this, he's going to go one way and I'm going to go a different way.
Yeah. Forever. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. Right. I have to go for kale. Even though, if it was just me on my own, I'd go skips. And I'd just live with the fact that, you know, I was a bit slower and I wouldn't be able to run as fast. But with kale, we'll be able to run down beaches together.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing.
That's gorgeous, man.
You know, the energetic sex that we have at night, fueled by kale.
Both of you grinning at each other, shit all over your teeth. After a blowjob, you're looking down going, what the fuck is that? Kale. Fucking kale. Oh, every time that gets me.
I feel like kale. As well, you're on the island, it's rained, and we need to start a fire. Them crisps look like they go up in seconds.
Mate, they look like they're kindling.
Yeah. Because I feel like when I tried to make them myself, I overcooked them and they just shrivel up.
Mm.
It's the temperature of the oil's got to be right. It's tricky.
I didn't put oil in it.
So, the choices are...
I didn't put oil in it.
I literally put kale in the oven.
Oh, in the oven.
Oh, yeah, you need to deep fry it.
That spray oil would work, really. You know, the olive oil spray.
No, it wouldn't, because the kale is fluffy and all feathery. They've been deep fried.
Mm.
Speak to Mrs. Producer Adam.
She does them in, well, she tosses it around
oven,
the pan.
Oven base.
And she sort of dries them out a bit.
She does more than just dry them out a bit.
Sprays with oil and dries them out. So that's still, you need an evenish oil coverage.
I'd get them in a room, whack the dehumidifier on for a couple of hours.
Nice.
You know, take some of the moisture away.
That would work.
Yeah, it would work, wouldn't it?
They're amazing, those things. Huh. You put them in a room, you're like, I didn't realise there was a bucket of water in my room, just hiding in the air.
I always wonder, could you drink it? I was tempted sometimes, because it comes out quite clear and you think, is it safe to drink more water?
It's just been in the air.
She's the tap,
is it in the air, or has it come from, what?
Oh, it might come out the walls a bit.
You know,
out the walls,
but that's what I mean. Is it now filtered?
Because
it flies from the wall, it gets filtered. Maybe it's the purest of pure waters.
Some of it will be...
Wall filtered water. Yeah.
Some of it will be from you.
Some of it might be sweat.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Some incredible. Of it could just be urine that's just been...
It would probably help your bones grow or something, wouldn't it?
That's what my mum used to say as a kid. You know, it used to rain.
Drink your sweats.
No, but you, like, when it rains, like, we'd all walk around with our mouths open, like, drinking the rain.
Yeah.
And she used to tell us that that was obviously water from the ground that's been evaporated into the sky and come back down again.
Cloud filtered. It's all right.
Cloud filtered. You won't die if you drink rainwater.
You can drink a bit of rain.
According to my mum, it was rain. Dangerous. Rain.
That doesn't exist, does it?
Yeah, it's not like the purest of H2Os.
Right, back on track.
Yes.
The boys have chosen sour cream Pringles.
Solid.
Salt vinegar squares.
Solid.
And Pret crispy kale chips.
Okay. Crisps.
They don't have to be Pret ones. A lot of other companies are making them.
You're not at a BBC anymore, CJ.
No, I'm just saying that. I'm saying that kale crisps are... I'm saying they're not
available. Yeah.
I'm saying these aren't the best kale crisps I've had
since. They are the ones we managed to...
These are the ones that I am fond of and the most popular ones, but there are better ones.
I keep eating them. There you go. It's the little salt here.
I keep eating them.
So. Now, we're going to allow you, also on the island, a dip. And a soft drink.
Wow.
Now that dip lasts forever. Soft drink lasts forever. But again, as a double, you're going to have to choose one.
I think the dip of all dips has got to be hummus, right? Is that the dip of all dips? It's very useful.
I agree. Sainsbury's do like a garlic hummus, which is quite nice.
Always in with the posh shit. I can't just have the normal hummus.
I'm going to have the garlic one.
No,
hang on, isn't there garlic in hummus? Yeah, and traditionally there's loads.
Oh, have you tried this new chickpea hummus?
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
And it's got olive oil in it and everything.
Yeah. Soft drink, I couldn't... I don't drink soft drinks. Can I just have water?
Well, water's available anyway.
Water's available.
You can have some seawater.
No, we've got fresh water, filtered water.
I was going to say, if I was feeling fancy, I'd go for a sparkling elderflower.
It's a delicious thing.
Does it have to be carbonate? It does have to be carbonate, really, doesn't it?
No, I mean, you can choose a juice or a...
Soft drink is kind of like, you think...
It's got to be in a good can, bubbles, I don't you? Yeah.
So I'd either go for like a sparkling elderflower, or if I was feeling like just naughty, a Dr. Pepper.
Ooh!
Soft drink choice.
It's a good thing.
Bring it on, man. Bring on the doctor.
I mean, you got water on the island. That's your refreshing one.
That's a sugar. I mean, if we need that, more energy for sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and running on a beach.
Yeah.
Which is the only two things that me and CJ do outside of doing these things.
What else is there in life? Cleaning bits of kale off yourself.
We clean kale from our teeth, run on a beach, have sex.
Yeah. So are we saying Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
That's a good choice.
Yes.
I love a Dr. Pepper.
Welcome the doctor.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the island.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Let me come on the island.
Well, it says everything that those Pringles are nearly all gone.
Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.